Terry Stanley uses a wheelchair because of multiple sclerosis. She works as a legal assistant in the law office of her partner, John Hibbard, who also has pre-existing medical conditions.
Basically, no one will take me, and John is now at the VA.
Terry Stanley finally got on a Medicare disability plan. She says it's unfair for insurance companies to punish those with pre-existing conditions.
I'm probably less cost than most people. There aren't any real effective MS drugs that work for the type of MS I have. I probably spend maybe $6 a month on medications. You know, and outside of seeing a neurologist twice a year, there's really nothing that can be done.
For those like Terry Stanley who qualify for disability income, there's a 2-year wait for health care benefits. John Hibbard was on the state's high-risk insurance plan for 8 years after his insurance company dropped him. Hibbard and Terry Stanley will explain to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, and other members of Congress what it's like for small business owners.
Because they're segregated into such small groups that the rates are very high, and often small businesses can't get insurance without exclusions for pre-existing conditions. When anything comes up and they have any opportunity to cut you off, they do.
The two join owners of 100 small businesses around the country who'll make their case in the nation's capital, where health insurance reform is in the legislative meat grinder. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.